Jim Taylor back on WMJ and WMJ.com. We got some great stories unfolding involving the Mercer County wrestling season. One, they won the Stillman Valley invite over the weekend, so that's great. And two, Camden Whitenack was named the outstanding wrestler at the lower weight classes. And then we have a JV kid at the JV level, Griffin Kernan, who has not lost a match yet this year. So how about that? So we'll begin our conversation by talking to Camden Whitenack. So congratulations. So a top performance. But when I set this interview up, I want you to kind of tell the story to our listening audience. People said there's a kid in our program that deserves some recognition early in the season. Who is that and why?
That's Griffin Kernan. He's there every day at practice with a smile on his face and really showing who he is on the wrestling mat, being undefeated so far. He does have a couple of varsity matches, and he's just a great hard worker in the room and loves to push you and give you good looks. So, I mean, that's what we need in our JV, and as teammates, we need those guys that if we fall down with an injury, then we have those guys to fill the lineup, and what better way to have Griffin and his skill to be able to have him as our backup.
Well, and I think it's important that you recognize that, and it's important that the coaching staff recognizes that. And I think I've understood that early in the season that you do. Why is that so important, you think, especially in a sport like wrestling, where you're really at times on your own on the mat out there?
Well, see, there's a lot of injuries in the sport, and you never know when you could get hurt. You never know when something could go wrong in the mat. So it's always important to have people like Griffin there that are ready to step in and fill the lineup. We're also suffering a couple openings in the lineup and at the upper weights. So if we are able to bump the lineup, then we'll throw Griffin in at a varsity spot and bump that kid up to fill the lineup, make it a little bit more fair of a match, even up the team scores.
All right, so Griffin Kernan, I want to make sure you lean in so we can hear you loud and proud. When you hear Camden Whitenack say that about you, what does that kind of mean to you?
Well, personally, it means everything. I really appreciate that that people on the team recognize work that I put in, but I also want to recognize put work that everyone puts in. Everyone, I hope, comes into the room every day and works hard like that. And personally, I think that the whole team deserves recognition in that regard. Everyone comes in, they work their butt off every day just so they can get better on the mat. And so we can hopefully win regional this year, which is one of our main goals we've been pushing in the room.
Well, and this is the one thing I like about the sport of wrestling, and I'm not the expert about, you know, the sport. But the one thing I do appreciate is you truly have to earn your spot in the varsity lineup. I mean, you have a wrestle-off, and to the victor goes the spoils. So you can't really complain about playing time, because the only way you get playing time is you got to go mano a mano with the kid that is a 160-pounder in the lineup right now, if that's what weight you're wrestling at. And if you win, you're in the varsity lineup. And if you don't, you're not. Why is that? Why are things like that important? And I guess you can truly appreciate that being a wrestler and understanding that, well, I'm not in the varsity lineup right now because I can't beat that kid head-to-head in the room.
Well, as somebody who also plays football, a sport where your coaches kind of give you the spot if they've recognized you've been working harder and performing better than your opponent, in wrestling it's a little different. Like Jim just said, you have to earn your spot, you have to wrestle, you have to work hard, and then eventually you have to beat them. We usually use live matches in the room to determine who will advance to the varsity spot. But those JV spots are pretty important too, because we need guys to fill in if they're sick or if they're injured, and just playing mat time in general. We need our guys to get experience in mat time in the room so they can hope to become better.
So I guess then... That's got to be pretty interesting in the wrestling room when you're trying to earn a varsity spot and you go mano a mano with basically a teammate. I would assume maybe that can get heated a little bit at times or not.
Sometimes. Most of the time, everyone is pretty good about it. We're all
teammates. But even if it gets heated, that's cool.
We all know it goes. We all know each other. We're really not like most teams. We have more of, I'd say, more of a bond than most teams. We always know each other. We've wrestled with each other, a lot of us, since we were small or in junior high. Yeah, I can get heated sometimes. We've had fights in the room. We have had punches thrown. So it can get pretty heated at times, I'd say.
But you shake hands at the end and move on. That's how it works. So
either that or you walk out of the room.
All right. So tell us your motivation then is what? You want to get in the varsity lineup, but you have to be pleased with your success so far this year. That's pretty impressive, not losing a match at the JV level. So you're getting recognized for that, I think, by the wrestling community, because I think most people say that kid's going to get a spot here before too long. They'll make a spot work for him.
Well, personally, it's just a grind. I mean, it's nice to get recognition, but it's also a lot nicer to grind for your spot. You got to keep going at it every day. You got to keep going at it, and eventually it'll take care of itself. You just got to go wrestle.
All right. Well, I want to talk to Camden Whitenack again as we switch the microphone back to him, but I like Griffin Kernan talking to that dude, so I'm going to follow his rest of his season and see his progression, but he has the right attitude. That's like the essence of high school sports. So be like Griffin Kernan, going to try and earn a spot in the varsity lineup. All right, Camden Whitenack, congratulations, though, on your season so far. A little bit about kind of your march through the bracket up at Stillman Valley and winning that tournament. What were some of the keys to your success, you think, over the weekend?
Well, started off the weekend knowing that they can give out our most outstanding wrestler award. I watched my practice partner last year, Stone Engel, get it, and so that was one of my goals going into the weekend. And once I saw my bracket come out, I knew I had the opportunity to do it. Started off, I had a bye first round and quarterfinal slot, and semifinal round I had pins, trying to get bonus points for the team, and then finals match, I ended up winning by a major 10-2 over a kid from Genoa Kingston.
All right. And your weight class is what right now then? Is that where you wanted to be?
Yeah, 132.
And you mentioned the wrestling partner, which was Stone Engel last year. So who's kind of your workout partner this year, and how is that benefiting you, think?
I usually work out with Seth Speaker, Noah Miller, Colin Miller, Coach Finch is in there, Coach Morford. Sometimes alumni come in, like Caden Arman, and he's a great partner to work out with also. He's always pushing me. So, yeah.
Yeah, so I know now after Christmas, you go to Abe's Rumble, which is a dual team format. So that's a big, you get 8 or 9 dual meets over, a couple days, I think. And then out of really Christmas is when it really gets serious, because basically it's a month and boom, you're into the postseason wrestling. So I know that's a big, bullet point on the schedule, probably is Abe's Rumble, right? Do you know, who are you going to, in the dual team setup, are there any key matchups you're looking at?
I'm not really sure yet on who we'll have, but the Abe's Rumble is a great tournament to show your team and show your coaches what your team's really made of. Wrestling 5 matches in a day can be really draining, and spending all day locked up in a big gym is a long day for the wrestlers and the coaches. So it really comes down to conditioning and heart and who's really out there to wrestle and who wants to win by the end of that day.
Yeah, and I'm smart enough to understand about wrestling then in January that the big bullet points on the schedule are the Pit, the Princeton Invitational Tournament. I know that, and the Bob Mitten Invite, which is the kind of the last event of the regular season. Those are the two big things I know you probably have marked on your schedule too, right?
Yeah, the Pit is always a tough tournament. I mean, you can have total studs in your weight class. Usually every weight class is tough, and if you place number one in that tournament, you're usually looking to be on top of the podium at state tournament.
Yeah, well, and then the other thing then is the postseason route, I think, dual team-wise and individual-wise is a meat grinder this year, right? I mean, it's the toughest, I mean, really that bracket for the sectional complex for both dual team and individual. I mean, isn't that where most of the talent's coming out of the state this year?
Yeah, I mean, regionals will be tough, but I think we have the team to do it this year. seeing our performance over the weekend, I really do believe that we will be able to do it, and I wouldn't want any other team with me to do it.
Yeah, and then as far as, like, in the sectional complex at your weight class individually, I mean, is that, I mean, that's going to be a...
It'll be a barn burner, yeah. It's always tough competition down there at sectionals. Last year, I had the four kids that qualified for my sectionals placed top five at state.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's definitely the toughest sectionals in the state.
Holy smokes. That's going to be must-see wrestling. All right, we've had a lot of fun today. Griffin Kernan, we're going to root for him, man. He's an awesome story at the JV level trying to earn a spot. And the wrestling community at Mercer County wanted me to get him on, so I think that's impressive. And Camden Whiteneck wanted me to get him on, and Camden Whiteneck wanted him to talk more. But we let Griffin talk enough. And nice going, Camden. Keep up
Thank you.
Good work. And Griffin, nice going, too. Keep up. Nice meeting you, and keep up the good work in the wrestling room. And I'm Jim Taylor for the High School Sports Spotlight.